only one God, amen. Today, the 22nd day of the blessed month of Thoth, may God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my Father, and my brethren, amen. On this day, Saints Cotylas and his sister Axoia, the children of Sapor, king of Perisia, and Cotylas' friend Tatas, were martyred. Sapor worshipped fire and the sun. He inflicted many tortures on the believers. And no man throughout the country dared to mention the name of Christ. His son Cotylas had a friend named Tatas, who was a ruler over the country of Midasaine. Certain people laid an accusation against Tatas before the king that he was a Christian. The king sent to him a governor named Ibrahim. When Cotylas, the son of the king, heard that he also went to that country to his friend Tatas, when the governor arrived and found that he was Christian, he ordered his men to cast him in a furnace. Saint Tatas made the sign of the cross over the fire, and the fire died out. Cotylas marveled and asked him, "How did you learn this magic, O my brother?" He replied, "It's not a magic, but it wrought faith in the Lord Jesus Christ." Cotylas asked, "If I believed, would I be able to do the same?" Tatas answered that with faith you can do more than this. Cotylas, the son of the king, believed in Christ. Then he drew near the fire and made the sign of the cross over it. The fire baked a distance of 20 cubits. The governor sent to the king to inform him what had happened, and the king had them brought to him. He ordered to cut off the head of Tatas, who thus received the crown of martyrdom. However, he tortured his son Cotylas with different kinds of tortures. He cast him in the prison and sent for his sister Axoia, so she might persuade him to return to his father's belief. Saint Cotylas preached her and turned her heart to the belief in the Lord Christ. He sent her to a priest who baptized her secretly. She returned to her father, saying, "I wish that you had what my brother and I have, for there is no God but Jesus Christ." The king became angry and commanded to torture her until she yielded up her soul in the hand of the Lord Christ. They tied Cotylas to the tails of horses and dragged him over the mountains until he yielded up his spirit. Then they cut his body into pieces and they cast it out for the birds to consume it. When the soldiers departed, the Lord commanded saintly priests and deacons who went secretly at night and took the holy body, which was shining as snow. They hide it in a place until the end of the days of persecution. Their intercession be with us all, amen. On this day also, Saint Julius L'Aquas, the town of Aquas, the district of Alfashni province, for Elminia. The writer of the biography of martyrs was martyred. The Lord Christ appointed him to care for the bodies of the holy martyrs, to shroud them and to send them to their hometown. The Lord brought blindness into the hearts of the governors, and no one objected to him. They also never forced him to worship idols. The Lord kept him to care for the martyrs. He used 300 young men for his purpose. They wrote the biography of the holy martyrs and sent it to their hometown. But he used to minister to the holy martyrs by himself and dread their wounds. The martyrs blessed him, saying, "You must shed your blood in the name of our Lord Christ, so you can be counted among the martyrs." When the reign of the Diocletian, the infidel, come to an end, Constantine the righteous reigned, the Lord Christ wished to fulfill what the saints had prophesied to Saint Julius, to be counted among the martyrs. The Lord commanded him to go to Arcanius, governor of Semenut, and to confess the Lord Christ, Saint Julius went there, and the governor tortured him with many tortures, but the Lord strengthened him. The governor ordered to bring him to worship the idols. The saint prayed, and the ears opened and swallowed up the 70 idols and the 140 priests who were serving them. When the governor beheld the destruction of this idol and their priests, he believed in the Lord Christ. The governor went with the saint to the governor of Atribis, the city of Banha, who tortured Saint Julius with great severity, and the Lord Jesus Christ strengthened him. Once there was a feast for the idols, and they decorated the temple with ornaments, lamps, statues, and with palm branches. They closed the gates till the following day to start celebrating the feast. The saint asked the Lord to blot out their idols. The Lord sent his angel, who cut the heads of the idols, blackened their faces with ashes, burned up all the palms and all the idols in the temple. On the following morning, when the people came dressed to celebrate the feast and saw what had happened to their gods, they recognized their weakness. The governor of Atribis and a large number of people believed in the Lord Christ. The saint then went to the city of Tua, along with governor of Semenut and the governor of Atribis, and they met Iskanderos, its governor. First, he refrained from the torturing them, but later on he ordered his men to cut off their heads. Julius and his two sons, Tetros and Unianus, his slaves, and the governor of Semenut and Atribis, and many people were martyred. They numbered 1,500. They took his body with the bodies of his sons to Alexandria, for it was their hometown. His intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.